Welcome to Chicken Sex and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I am Makita.
I'm Monica. This shit is like $378. This is too much.
Monica, nobody cares. Nobody cares. How is that the first thing you say out of, well, the second thing you say out of your mouth after your name?
Because I can't believe the prices of hotels. Like, what are we fucking getting for the hotel? Just like the bed? Like,
yeah, a bed and clean towels. And
I mean, but honestly, when you stay at a hotel, how important is a fucking bed?
That's the most important.
We can sleep on a couch. I feel like we can sleep on a couch. Like, what if they just had hotels that only had that didn't have beds? Like, literally, what if you just had like a couch and like the TV?
that would be completely unacceptable. Like, what's the point?
It would be cheaper though.
If that's like, the case, you could stay at a friend's house. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this hotel for just 2 days is $378. Like, what is that? It's like, I'm confused. I don't know. I don't know what the debate on hotels versus Airbnbs are. Like, I feel like I like Airbnbs better because you have more space, right? And I think when you're dating somebody of a larger size, you need more space. Like, seriously, like, you can't date a 6'3" nigga and have him in a hotel room. He's too small for that room.
Yes, you can. But it depends on the hotel room. If you're getting a king bed, I feel like you're fine. But also it depends on like what activities you have planned. Like, and I don't even necessarily mean bedroom. Let me tell you that. Like, are you gonna have people over? Are you gonna have pregame?
Oh, I guess a bed is good for fucking in. Okay. I mean, but you can also use the couch.
I didn't know that you were still on that whole couch thing. I thought we went past the fact that you need a bed.
Oh, well, this one is $158. I'm gonna call the Marriott and I'm gonna ask them I can get a room without a bed and if it would be cheaper.
They're gonna hang up on you. Or they're gonna think that you're a kid pranking them because
what is the efficiency apartments? Is that what they call where it's literally just like a fucking space? I'm gonna be like, can I just have like the room and it not be furnished? Like,
we'll like, ma'am, we don't do that.
Well, like, I'm like, we're trying to save money around here. Now I really want a pool. This one is $158. This one looks a little cheaper. There's this boy I know who has hotel discounts, but I'm just like, damn, do I actually wanna deal with him to get a hotel discount?
Probably not. I don't usually like to deal with people just so I can get things.
I don't feel like it. But maybe if I just maybe casually be like, hey, does the Hyatt have beds in the room? Maybe if I start the conversation like that. I'll see where it goes.
No.
I'll see if I can ease my way. And then if he's like, yeah, of course they have beds in the room. And I'll be like, oh, okay. Well, what's the price of it with a discount? What's the price of the beds with a discount? I'm going to see.
Anybody that starts a conversation with me about whether or not a hotel room has a bed in it is not going to get much of my attention for.
Oh, well, I gotta shoot my shot, man, because these prices is looking like a mortgage right now for Marriott. And I don't like it.
That's the fucking prices for everything.
Okay. Valet parking. Valet parking is $47.23. Like, what is the 23 cents for? Like, at that point, you guys are just being very petty.
That's probably because they haven't added tax on it yet, so it might be more when you add the tax. That's what I'm
23 cents. It can't be an even number. Dirty bastards. Anyway, what's up? Hi.
Hey, great. Thanks.
Do I look great?
You look wonderful.
What about this face?
Your face specifically looks great. Yeah. That's the I can see.
I was giving you a new face, so I was hoping you would be like, oh, that face is pretty, but you don't like it, so I'm gonna take it back. So okay. Anyway, what's going on? We just kicked this off with a bang because you guys, I feel a type of way. I'm trying to decide between an Airbnb and a hotel. I already didn't waste the time and the whole Airbnb I wanted, I lost. So now I'm just like, it's just stressing me out. Like, literally, I don't know which one is better. I don't know which one. Do you ever just sit and think and be like, damn, ain't it crazy that like we be renting people's houses?
Yeah, I think about that all the time. Like, I'm sleeping in somebody's bed.
Yeah.
But I be thinking about that with a hotel though. Like, how many people have slept in this bed? How many people have done weird things in this room?
I know.
What has happened on this wall? Why does this carpet smell like piss?
Right.
Why don't hotels clean their carpets?
Yeah, like why is there a ghost in my doorway right now? Like, that type of stuff.
Well, never.
Like, why? Thought. Like, how many people died in this room? Like, who overdosed in this room?
Listen, have you ever seen that show on HBO called Room? I don't know the room number.
But did you know that, like, No, I haven't seen that show.
It's like all the different things that have happened in one hotel room. It's crazy.
Oh, is it hidden cameras in there?
It's not real. It's like a
Yo ass. I said they is going to jail, bitch. They is going to jail. They is going to motherfucking jail. You know who was always in hotel rooms? Marion Barry.
Was he always in hotel rooms?
That's how he got caught in the hotel room. He was in there smoking crack with the FBI agent.
Bitch set him up.
Girl. And then you know who else was in the hotel? That damn governor of Florida. He was smoking crack too in the hotel with the gay guy.
Was he smoking crack?
Well, I don't know what the fuck, but he was in that bitch with the gay guy.
Yeah, he was doing drugs. That was the whole thing. Did you watch his interview on Tamron?
Mm-hmm. With the
You sound like somebody, grandma. Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, I did watch it with him and his wife, but they was outside. I think they was like at his house, right? He didn't come to the show. I thought like there was an episode where
they were like in like a conference room or something.
Yeah. There was one. It was something like that. But yeah, where he basically just was kind of saying a whole bunch of nothing. Cause I just was kind of like, is you gay or is you not gay? Like, what are we talking about?
I think the conclusion is that he has an attraction to men aware of it.
And she knew about it.
Yeah.
And
just like got caught up. Pretty much. Like, or she's just like, I know it and I love you regardless. And we gonna make this work. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been pretty quiet lately. I feel like I haven't heard anything from him, but he was definitely in that hotel room smoking crack because I got firsthand knowledge. I'm just kidding.
now she got firsthand knowledge.
You like, girl, was you in there with him? Nah, they did do him dirty though, like taking the pictures and shit. Like, you shouldn't treat people like that. You know, like if you are having these experiences with people, like everything is just not meant for like blackmail or like. For social media or to out somebody, like that's just terrible to be outed that way. I feel like, you know, I feel like what people do in their bedroom is what people do in their bedroom. If you want to bust it wide open on whoever, that's your fucking business. So why people feel the need to like out people? It's weird.
It's weird. It's weird, but it's also like you can't trust everybody. Everybody doesn't deserve access to your hand part.
Yeah, and I think he was an escort though, or was he? Maybe he was like a mutual friend. I don't know, but apparently, what's his name, Robert or something? Andrew. He was going hard all day out there. Andrew, he was turning Gilliam. Up. He was turning up. So yeah, I guess that's what.
The and fuck I mean, happens. But he was out there for a wedding. Like that's what happened.
Yeah,
I don't think his behavior. I don't know too many people that dabble in hard drugs like that. But outside of like that, I think his behavior is on par. When people get together for a wedding of a homie, like that's just what goes down. Like,
listen, child. So when you and your boo get married, it's gonna be okay that I'm in the bathroom smoking crack.
No, I said outside of the hard drugs. But if you like are out wherever we decide to have the wedding and you are there for that weekend and you decide you want to turn up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's your business because I'm sure there'll be other people.
No judgment.
No.
Hmm.
But okay. If, I hope that
I'm going hard. Shit, I'm smoking crack.
You are not.
Like, I'm not fucking hard.
I'm not saying that's an excuse to just dabble and do stuff that like you wouldn't want to do. But you know, like it's a celebration. That's what happens. I don't know.
Oh well, you know, did Marion Barry die from crack? What he died?
No,
from?
I think he just died from being old. Or maybe let me see.
He was married a few times though. I feel like he was married a few times, but I feel like even though he was who he was, he always had a good reputation of like really fucking with DC and really loving
Those people in DC really love him, especially
they do love him.
The young people that are around our age, because he really helped them like stay out of trouble and like make money over the summer with that summer jobs program.
Yeah, I know people in DC really fucked with him, but he was living. He wasn't at no goddamn wedding. So what was his excuse?
That, you know, some people just like to get high, like, period.
Yeah, maybe he was stressed out.
Yeah, I don't know. And crack is really addictive. Like,
I think everything could be addictive, though, right?
It's like a different type of like situation. Like, the high from it is just so intoxicating. So I've heard. I've never smoke crack. But I think I heard the high from it is just so unlike anything that you've ever experienced. So, and people are always chasing that first high. That's why they keep doing it. But you ain't never going to feel it like the first time.
Yeah.
He died of a heart attack at 78. Oh, of a heart.
What year?
2014. He was 78.
Okay. Oh, well, he lived a good damn life. You ask
me. I'd say.
Shit, 78. Huh. Okay. well, RIP. I know he got a book. Somebody wrote a book about him. Or he wrote a book. Somebody wrote a book. I know. I always wanted to read it, though, because I was very fascinated about it.
I did an audio documentary about him when I was in college. It's literally like 5 minutes. It's not that long. But yeah, because I think his story is really fascinating as well.
Me too. Me too. This whole podcast just started off with a bang. So how was your weekend, bud?
My weekend was straight. Oh, I went to go see the Obama portraits today. Because they are in Atlanta. Today's the last day that they are here. And that was really cool. Like, oh my gosh, those artists, dope.
Is it like at a venue or is it on the side of like the ice cream shop? Like where is the port? Like, what is this about?
Side of an ice cream shop. It is at,
it is on the side of an ice cream shop.
No, it's at the museum. It's at the Museum of High Art here.
Oh, okay. So it's the actual museum you go and it's a limited experience.
Yeah. So the Obama portraits is actually in it. They're Smithsonian's. Which one I don't know. But it's in a Smithsonian where all the other presidential portraits are. But because of like how special these portraits are and what the Obamas mean to the American culture, these portraits were on a tour where they went to 5 cities. They were in Brooklyn, they were in Chicago, they came to Atlanta, they're also going to Houston and
San Francisco and Boston.
Yeah. So that's where they're going. And I know one reason why they came to Atlanta is because the artist that did Michelle Obama's portrait is from Georgia. And I guess it would make sense for them to go to Boston. Is Yale in Boston? Where's Yale? Anyway, the other artist, he went to Yale. But like they're
white people.
No, they're both black. The Obamas got to choose who did their portrait. Michelle picked this black woman, who was actually a Clark Atlanta graduate, and Barack picked this black man. His name is Kehinde Wiley. And he is a Yale graduate. Yeah, they did a great job.
So this is just the one where he's sitting in the flowers and then she got that black and white dress. So it was just those two?
Yeah, they're presidential portraits. Yep. And then they talked about like it was a short exhibit, but they talked about like the process of creating the portraits for the artist that did Michelle's, who her name is Sheila. Damn, I can't think of her last name right now. But she like picked the dress that Michelle wore and she took the picture of Michelle and then she used the picture as a reference to create her portrait. And she did this using canvas and oil and she makes her portraits via grayscale. So Michelle's skin is not actually like the color that it is in real life. It's a gray because that's how artist use her, does her portraits. And then, they also have a section where the artist talks about like the other elements that go along with how they did the paintings. So for Barack's portrait, the artist talks about the different flowers that are in the portrait that are like Easter eggs, and they talk about like Barack's journey. So each flower represents like a piece of Barack's like life, pretty much. One flower is like indigenous to Kenya, another Indonesia, another Hawaii. It was really cool. And they had like a video at the end where you could see the artist talk about like the process again and like just really talk about the honor.
So these are actual pictures that they took and then somebody just like made them into portraits.
No, they painted these pictures.
Right. Oh, so actual photographs of them in the grass and in that black skirt don't exist.
Well, there's an actual photo of Michelle that exists. Oh. And then the artist took the photo and then she painted a photo. Then she painted a portrait based on the photo.
Okay. So, okay. Obama was never really in the grass.
No, Obama was never really in the grass.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that seems good. What else did you do? Tell me more.
So did that. And then yesterday, well, we were in North Carolina in my boyfriend's hometown this week. So that's where we were at Friday. And yesterday, when we got back yesterday, we hung out with some friends and did like this fire pit because the weather's starting to break here in Georgia. So that's, and we made s'mores. Oh, so that was nice. Yes.
You know,
yes.
I love a s'more.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. I'm the best at making them.
Are you?
Yep. I'm a s'more making machine, baby.
S'more? S'more yep. What? What did you do this weekend?
Let me see what I did. So Friday, I just worked. Let me go look at my calendar because I'd be busy.
That's how you remember what you did by looking at that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Thursday I had just got back in town from LA. So when I got off the plane, I went straight to work, worked that. Then Friday, went to work. And then at night I went out with my homegirls. And you know, this is just the thing I gotta say, right? Like,
oh Lord.
It's a way to have fun. It's a way to have fun and to have fun, like, and to be responsible, respectable, and for not to be dangerous, right? But I think when you start crossing that line of like having fun versus just being like in uncertain type of situations, I feel like that's where I start to get annoyed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for having fun. I'm all for, oh, kiki, da 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 da. But then when it's like people was following you, like people, you know, people fought, like literally we went to the spot and I have like a friend who was like, she's a party girl. Like, she just, that's what she does. She wants to party. You got after party, drink, shot, like whatever. Cool. So, you know, she kind of, when she goes to places, like, you know, she finds niggas to buy drinks and whatever. That's just her thing. Cool. Whatever works for you. Cause we all benefit.
Like, wait, time out. Like whatever. I just gotta set the scene for me. So y'all get to a location, her objective, as soon as she get in there, like, okay, who gonna buy me a drink? Like, that's,
it's not her objective.
Okay.
But it's not her objective. I feel like she will buy her own drink, but if somebody's trying to talk to her, you gonna buy her drink, basically. You know what I mean? Like,
you gotta
be coming with something or she's not going to fucking, you know, talk to you. She's just one of them girls who, like, say if there's a group of niggas at the bar, she's that girl that will go sit right in the middle, like go right in directly in the middle of them niggas and order her drink. You know what I mean? Like, not, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sis is very strategic, I guess.
Yeah, so it's like you could also just go around to the other side, but you go right in the middle to order your drink because you know them niggas is gonna be looking at you like whatever. That's how she moves, whatever. So of course, you know, finds people. She right off the gate, I mean, a Mexican dude is just, but because it was actually in Laurel, and it was like two Mexican dudes. It was like a Mexican bar, like, that they turned into basically like a black little spot at night. So it was like that night was actually like soca Afrobeat music. So towards the end of the night, it got more blacker, basically. And the more, you know, the Mexicans kind of just, like, Hispanic people kind of just, you know, weeded out, whatever. But right off the bat, she finds, you know, Hispanic people, two men to buy shots. And he didn't take a shot. He ended up giving me his shot, whatever case may be. She finds another nigga to buy drinks, you know, and she's dancing with him. And then after she gets the drinks or whatever, she's just kind of like, oh, you know, I don't got nothing to say for you, nigga. Like, okay, keep it pushing, you know, whatever. So I think at some point in the night, like, these other Hispanic men came and was like dancing with her and whatever. So we all left. And as we're leaving, and was like, you know, of course, any place you go to, there's the let out. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's sitting in the parking lot, chilling, whatever. And these Hispanic dudes just was like following us, like literally, like, we was going one spot, they was waiting on the car, we would go to another. So like, we're in the parking lot, we're walking over by the food trucks, he's walking over there to us. So I turn around and I'm like, are you following us? And he's like, oh no, I was just trying to get some food. Oh, okay. So then we go somewhere else. So like, we like run behind the truck just on, like, you know, they fuck just because they're fucking following us. They like go around to the front and like looking like, oh, da-da-da. Like, basically the whole night they're just like following us, right? Mm-hmm. So my thing is like, I mean, I can't say like they were harmless. I can't say they were, you know, fucking crazy. Like, I don't know these men, so I don't fucking know. But I just know that if any dude is sitting outside the club and is following us, and clearly we're going from spot to spot talking to people, like, that's an issue. You know what I mean? Like, that's Agreed. Weird to me. So she's, you know, like I said, she's a party girl. So she's fucking trying to find the after party, basically. and talking to niggas. A nigga came up who was dancing all night. She making out with this nigga. Whatever. Live your life. Cool. I just feel like it's just not that much party in the world for you to just be like, for you not to realize uncomfortable or dangerous situations. And I'm just saying, again, I don't know what these fucking Hispanic people was doing, but I just feel like you following us from place to place and that shit is weird. Like, that shit is weird. Any normal person would have been like, oh, she talking to another dude. Literally, the dude who was inside the club buying us drinks, he seen her talking to other niggas. He just looked and was like, and kept it the fuck pushing. So why these Hispanic men just was following us? I'm like, yeah, like, don't nobody see the issue here? Like, this ain't weird to nobody but me. Like, you just out here kikiing in every nigga's face, just laughing, blah, 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 blah. So I feel like it's always just this fine line where I'm like, okay, I'm down to have fun. I'm down to have a good time. But like, some shit just be really bird shit. You know what I mean? Like, some shit just be really bird shit. And it's just kind of like, I don't got the fucking time for that. Like, I'm ready to go. So I kept telling them, like, yo, and it's just, and I won't say it was both friends. I feel like it was more so one friend who I was just kind of like, okay, I'm about to go, basically. Like, so I'm like ready to go. I keep telling them, like, I'm leaving her. And she's like, oh, wait, okay, wait. So I'm waiting and I'm like, all right, you still out here, you kissing these random niggas. And I'm not too much into like kissing random niggas like this. And when I say random, I mean like, we seen this nigga inside the little venue, the little bar, but we ain't speak to this nigga the whole night. Then we get outside, we making conversation with him, asking him where the fucking party at. And then I guess turn around and they kissing. And I'm like, first of all, this nigga was just smoking a fucking blunt or weed. So that's disgusting, my nigga. Your breath smells like tobacco or weed, whatever the fuck. That's gross. Then on top of that, you don't even know this nigga. Like, this, you just don't even know this nigga's name and you're just kissing him. Like, that's just, I don't know. So when I was telling my boo, he was just like, you need to mind your business. He's like, you wrong. You need to mind your business. That ain't had nothing to do with you. If she want to be over there kissing, blah, 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 you need to mind your business. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. That's why the fuck I was like, you know, let me get the fuck out of here. So moral of my story is, it's just a way I feel like that you can go out and have fun and just not do dumb shit. Like, I don't know. And I can't, and I, maybe it wasn't dumb shit. You know what I mean? Maybe well, that was the best decision in life, but I just kind of feel like, I don't like being in situations where like niggas is following us, niggas ain't getting a hint, like, because now my guard is up. I can't just go about frolicking and being like, oh, ha 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 ha, when I see these niggas literally following us from place to place, everywhere we go in the parking lot, every car, like, literally they drove up on side of us. And I'm just like, it just can't be that much care in the world, but don't nobody see this shit happening. And everybody's just like, oh, okay, like, nah.
So your issue is that you feel like the people you were with were nonchalant to what was occurring.
And you, I feel like the dangerous person, I feel like the person I was with, because I won't say it was both of them. I feel like the person that was with us, I feel like she, when she's a party girl. And I feel like sometimes when she gets in, you know, the party, and I just be wondering if she's cognizant or if she's aware of like shit happening, you know what I mean? Because I'm just like, and like I said, I don't know these people. I don't know these Hispanic men. I don't know them, so I can't say if they're harmless. I don't fuck, you know what I mean? I don't fucking know. It's three of them. Like, who knows? Like, but I don't even want to take that chance. Basically, I don't even want to play that game. So my alert is already up because I'm like, why the fuck are they following us? And she's just kind of like, oh, lolly, lolly, da, da, da. Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think that's what kind of was like annoying me. So I was like, yeah, I got to get the fuck out of here because I like having fun, but I, like I said, I don't like having fun where the situation becomes uncomfortable or become, you know what I mean, or when it's uncertain and shit like that. Like, somebody following me from place to place, that's not fun to me. And then the fact that you just so careless or you just don't notice it, like, that's an issue. Like, that's a fucking issue, because you know what I mean, like, now I'm like, yo, if I come go out with you, I'm always gonna have to have another person there because you liable to fucking hop in somebody's car and ride the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, you liable to get us fucked up, basically, like kidnapped or some shit. So I don't know. Maybe I feel like I'm just being super paranoid or super cautious, but I just feel like,
yeah, I was like, has anything happened to you? Like,
nah, I mean, and I can't say, like, I've gone out with her a shit ton of times. Like, not a shit ton of times. I haven't gone out with her. Most of the time, this is like the first time I've gone out, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, you be doing too much for me. You just be doing too much for me. Like, I think that's just what it boils down to. And it might just be, maybe she wasn't doing shit. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood and I shouldn't have been there in the first place. I should stay my ass at home.
That's a thing. That is like, a whole thing for real.
That could have been, that could also been a thing too, where it's just like, this is what she normally does. And then maybe if I was feeling more going out spirits, like I would have been fine with it. But also it's just kind of like, yeah, moving forward, I could also just fucking go after each time. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that let out. I'm getting in my car and I'm going. Like, so, I mean, it's like, it's options.
I feel like I didn't know that that was a thing. Like, people would, like, not a thing. I didn't know it was still a thing, like, at our age, that people were still like, all right, we about to chill and just see, like, who, especially, like, was the weather nice? Like,
yeah, no, it was nice. I mean, and it was a cool little time. I mean, I don't really care for like soca music and afro beats and stuff like that. It was literally like a fucking Mexican restaurant turned into like a little, they just took some chairs out and just, that's basically what it looks like. Any Mexican restaurant you think of, that's what it looked like in there. So I mean, it was a cool time. I just feel like, I don't know, I just think there's a way to have fun and not have fun but be like alert to situations. Like, and I don't know if I'm expecting her to turn around and be like, why are you guys following me? Like, what's up? Like, but in my mind, I'm like, yeah, you should have. The fuck? Like,
it's
what?
It's a hard balance though. Cause like, I feel you. Cause especially like being a woman, cause like there's so many like stories these days like women get caught lacking with these air tags and like just like sex trafficking and shit. So I get it. But then it's like, on the other hand, it's like, sometimes I'm just out, like you don't expect things like that to happen, so you're not thinking about it. But I can see like why that would.
So that's my point. So I feel like maybe I'm just being hyper aware of some shit. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just like a one off, basically, you know. But I definitely just, I was like, yeah, I'm out of here. I just pulled off and just left. Like, I don't know. I just don't be. And I feel like maybe also like I don't be going to the clubs. Like I don't go out to the lounge to like find niggas, basically. Mm-hmm. Or like even entertain niggas, you know what I mean? I literally just be going like, oh, I want a margarita, you know what I mean? So it'd be, I think I'd just be on different times. So I don't know, maybe that was just a one-off, and maybe I just was like, it was uncomfortable for me because I just kind of was like, why the fuck are they following us? Like, and then they making it so obvious. Like,
that's what's weird.
I can see if they just parked by the car or some shit, but no, like they literally, I mean, we was at one car, they was the next car over. We went to the food truck, they was right on the side of the car and just sitting and fucking waiting. And I'm just like, that is fucking weird to me. So then at the end of the night when we're leaving, and one of the dudes come up and is like, oh, I just wanted to say, I think you're beautiful. And I'm like pulling her, because me and my we're pulling her like, no, let's go. Like the fuck? Like, and he's like, oh, I just want to say you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful too. And he was just like, oh, so every other guy can say something to you, but when I say something to you, it's an issue. And I'm like, what? Like,
just, and then he already speaks to her. I'm confused.
Like, I think so. I don't know if they spoke, but I think when we was in the club, like at the end of the night, the last song they played was like a salsa Latin dance. So I think those are the guys that two of my friends was like salsa in with. So I feel like maybe they spoke then. But my thing is, it's still like you're not aware of the uncomfortable situation that you're creating by literally following us. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no person in the world, the nigga who was in the club buying the fucking drinks didn't even follow. You know what I mean? He looked, seen she was talking at another nigga's car talking, and dipped the fuck out. Like, he ain't even waiting around. So I'm like, maybe it was just maybe it was a culture thing. Maybe it was just, that's just how the Hispanic men get down. But I just felt like it was weird to me. Like, why are you guys following us?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's what I did Friday. Saturday, I hung out with my boo. We went for a little day. We both actually were traveling this week. I was in LA and he was out of town also. So we hadn't seen each other for a week. So Saturday we just like did like a little day, kicked it, you know. And then I had went to work that night. And then today I didn't do shit. I just worked out. And been washing clothes, trying to get my life together. I've been procrastinating on shit, trying to finish these taxes and shit. But yeah, that's about fucking it. Yeah, I need to finish them. And this tax lady keep calling me, keep texting me, like, did you get a chance to get it? I'm like, ugh, I'm gonna do it. I never do it. Because you know, I got my business, so I gotta actually sit and like, you know, do that math and shit. But so that's pretty much it. Like, I had a chill. a chill little weekend. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. That's all. I'm actually you know, I had fucking posted in my real video. First of all, I feel like I don't know why people always say it'd be thirst trapping.
Bro.
Because I had clothes on in that video.
So no, you did not.
Yes, I fucking
not
did.
Not at the beginning. No, you did
yes,
not.
Yes, I did. How you gonna tell me what I had on? Why, I definitely why did, had why bottoms did I, on. Why did I was not naked in that
but
video.
But you did not have, did you have on the top?
No.
Okay, but so you didn't see did not. Shit? I could... No,
people could acting I, like they could see could my I nipple. See people I acting
see,
like
I could not, but I could see like
the side of a boob. Who gives a fuck?
Yes,
about that?
But I'm saying like it's the innuendo. So they always talk about like how like the visual, like men are turned on by the visual, but I think it's more like even more like the illusion of the visual. You know what I'm saying? Like
I need to look up what
they didn't see your yeah look it up because it was a thirst
because
trap.
it's kind of funny because I feel like all my friends said that, but then everybody who didn't know me was just like, oh my god, you look so, oh my god, it was so down on this. So I'm just like, what is this about my friends?
I mean, you looked good.
It's weird.
You looked
this
good,
is weird,
but it's also a thirst trap.
This is a social media post intended to entice viewers sexually. That's not, that was never my intent though,
but you understand that it did. So,
but that wasn't, but that it doesn't matter if it did, it was about the intent. My intent never was to post it and be like, oh, I'm gonna thirst trap. Like,
what was your intent?
To show the view of my fucking room in LA. Because if you was focusing on me, which is fine, but you ain't see that how I had all that open space in that goddamn window and how I could see the Hollywood sign. No, ain't nobody see that view?
No, I did not see that.
Well,
all
y'all
I was
looking,
titty.
Y'all was looking at the wrong shit because that was the intent behind it. The intent, nigga, was like, yo, if that this was hotel intent, is
why
so
would you
dope.
Even be in the why would you even be in the frame then?
Because I needed a creative way to show it. And I was just sitting and I was like, damn, what's a creative way that I could show it? And I was just like, oh, I don't want it to be boring. I don't want to just show like the fucking boring shit. Like, I need to show them like this is like luxury, basically. Okay. I'm luxury, so duh. Luxury meets luxury, so hello video. But I just feel like the intent is never to thirst trap, because I feel like when you thirst trap, like you're wanting, let me see, it says a mean has changed and who's enticing you sexually. Yeah, I don't think it was thirst trapping, but I feel like apparently that's what people think it is. But I don't give a fuck, because people could think it's a thirst trap. I don't care, because I know what my intent was. But and in form of praise, compliments are more explicit than desired. How do you give a guy a thirst trap? Why do thirst traps work? A thirst trap can be for the confidence boost of positive responses, or it can be narrowly focused posted to gauge the interest of someone in particular. Yeah, definitely not. Causing others to publicly profess their attraction. Nobody publicly professed their attraction.
Well, no, they wouldn't do that.
So I'm fucking, then the thirst trap isn't working if it's a thirst trap.
Did you get people outside of your friends like saying anything in your DMs?
No, not outside of people I know.
Okay.
Well, then I need to fucking thirst the shit up, because if I'm thirst trapping this, I'm not doing it good. I need to be viral by now. So, shit. Let me find something else. It says, images are videos that are often suggestive but not overly overtly sexy.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's when I think of thirst trap and I say that you posted a thirst trap, that's what I mean. It's subtle.
It says it can be a text or open invitation. It can be directly or indirectly. Are thirst traps a bad thing?
No.
Thirst trapping is often looked down by your hating ass friends who don't want to support anything that you fucking do, but want to talk shit about you. Shit. This is, well.
Are you serious?
This is what the fuck? This is, listen.
Did it really say that? Send that to
me. Let me like this. No, I'm not sending this to you.
I feel like you're making that.
You do your own fucking Google.
How you make shit up like that? I'm impressed.
No, it does say thirst trapping is often looked down upon. That's what it does say.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking down upon you. I'm just calling the spade a spade.
And I'm like, I don't care if people call it a spade a spade. And I don't really care what anyone thinks, honestly.
And that's fine. And you shouldn't.
Yeah, because I think it was a great reel. I think I'm getting better at my reels. I think I'm getting more creative. So people thought this was a thirst trap. Well,
just hold stay on. Tuned. You saw
stay tuned, because I mean, I'm gonna post what I want to post. Luckily, and some of the shit I really want to be posting, I don't even be posting, man. That'd be the sad part about it. Like, this be the soul, like the modest shit I be posting. But some of the shit in my phone I be wanting to post, I'd be like, man, now this would be a thirst trap for sure. But I think I'm gonna start doing like labels. I think when I post something and the intent is to be a thirst trap, I'm gonna label it like thirst trap alert. I think that's what I'm saying.
That's gonna
so
be
people so that there's clear, you know. So people understand like this, the intent was for this to be a thirst trap. But then I'm also just like, well, if I'm posting thirst traps and I'm not getting anything, then what the fuck? Like, I must be posting this shit for myself. So maybe that's an option too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't even want
to. And also, I also could just need better friends who fucking, you know, because according to Google.
Nigga, you Google, you said that shit. Like,
please. These friends are all looking down on me, and it says if you have people in your life who treat you like that and are not supporting your feminist act and your body positivity because Lizzo does it, then you should find more fucking friends who support this, because when Lizzo posts her traps, nobody has an issue with it. But when Monica posts shit, everybody got issue. Monica's just body positivity.
How if just because we're commenting on it does not mean we have an issue with it? Would you rather me not say nothing? I could just not say nothing.
I mean, I don't care what you say, because I'm gonna keep posting shit. I'm just reading what Google says, and that's literally what Google says. So I think you gotta take this up with Al Gore. Because this is basically his internet. So
I'm not even about to do this with you.
Anyway, I don't even know how did I even fucking get on that topic? What's I even talking about? My reel. I do think that my mission is, though, is I do want to get more creative. Because some people are making dope ass reels, and I'd be like, damn, how you make? You got transitions, and like, I want to step my reel game up.
Well, go ahead. You are about to go viral once you do that. Get on T.
I mean, every reel won't have me fully clothed, you know what I mean, in it, but I do need to just get
you already planning for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a reel this week, but this shouldn't be considered thirst trap. People say this is thirst trap, and I'm just out of the game altogether.
Let me hear it so I can tell you what it is.
Oh, no, I'm just going to a photo shoot, so I'm like, if I'm thirst trapping in business clothes, then whew, this is a tough titty, said the kitty. Anyway, what the hell are we doing today? Oh, I'm going to a JoJo concert tomorrow.
JoJo. JoJo, JoJo, like, get out. Mm-hmm. Right now. Oh, that's cool. Where's it at?
In Fillmore.
Didn't you go? Who did you see this?
My boo, last Sunday, my boo took me to see Sammy and Eric Bellinger, and I had a blast. I had a blast, y'all. I love date night. I think date night is the best thing in a whole entire fucking world. And like, he be like, I really appreciate him because he be real versatile with this. Like, before, I feel like a lot of times people think date night just be like 8 o'clock, you know, 9 o'clock. He'd be like, no, let's go to lunch. Let's do this. So I love the variety. Like, I love the variety. But yeah, we went to the Sammy and Eric B concert because I love Eric Bellinger. So I literally sang my heart out. I knew most of Sammy's songs too, so.
Isn't Eric Bellinger married to Megan Good's sister?
Sister Lamia, yeah. Okay. Or Lamia, whatever her name is, yeah. So we went to that. But this one I was going by myself. Well, this one I was actually supposed to be going with a friend, but she just canceled today because she got her hair done or some shit. So I'll probably just end up going by myself because I was like, do I want to invite anybody? I have another ticket, but then I just kind of was like, I don't think I'm in the mood to deal with anybody. So I might just roll by myself. But it'd I'm excited like for that concert. Yeah,
I'm trying to decide if I want to go see Snow Allegra or not.
Oh, that's going to be good. Oh, yeah. You know what? I had a fucking point that I was making about this reel.
Let's go circle back.
Yes, circle back to this reel. So when I posted the reel, I had got somebody who I was like talking. I didn't date him. We just communicated briefly over a period of time. He had hit me and was like, oh, you know, your reel made me want to spin the block again. And I just kind of was like, we're better as friends.
I don't even like the way he worded that.
Yeah, I know. Like, well, I mean, before, like, he tried talking, I just kind of was like, oh, nah, not really interested, no more like that. And then I kind of had a conversation like, yeah, just be friends. So then I think again, he was like, yo, it makes me just want to try to get at you. And I'm just like, nah, like, you really like got pushed aside for a reason. You know what I mean? Absolutely. But he's one of them type of people who want to talk about shit and want to be like, so he did hit me up and he was just like, well, why, you know, basically like, why did you friend zone me or why did, so I kind of just went down my list and like, this is the thing that I feel like, it wasn't a list, but this is the thing. Like when I started dating my current boo, you know, I was already dating a previous boo at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. So the issues I was having with the previous boo, RIP, right, to the big homie. The issues I was having with him was like, the previous boo was like, he ain't really want to do shit. Like, I wanted to date. Like, if I'm with you, I want to date. I want to go do shit. I don't want to just have a date every fucking, you know, 4 weeks and shit. No, like, I want to be able to plan and be like, let's go do this, let's go do that, blah, blah, blah. So we just had a lot of, like, obstacles basically getting to that point. So I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking single. I want to date, nigga. I'm going to go date. I'm a 5-year nigga who want to date. So then enter my new boo, came out the gate swinging, like, yo, what you doing this day? What you doing this day? Blah, 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 blah. So whatever, that's how we ended up here. So this dude who hit me back and was like, oh, I want to spin the block. But it's not the same dude who's the previous dude. This is the dude who I didn't really get there with like that. I'm like, we had went out, and when we went out, even though it was on some like casual shit, it's like the first time we've really seen each other in a while, we paid separately. And like literally we went to a cookie shop and he bought his $3 cookies and was like, oh, you know, you can put your order in now. Like, I didn't even want no cookies, but the fact that like you couldn't pay $3 for some cookies for me, like I had to pay my own fucking $3. I can't do it. Like,
I told him that.
Like, yeah, I basically told him that, and he just was kind of like, when he texted me the other day, he just kind of like, well, he has a thing about, you know, basically not being a free meal for women. Basically, you know what I mean?
Cookies is not a meal.
But I told him at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? Like, if you like somebody and you're doing, and you're, the shit you're doing is because you like somebody, who gives a fuck? Like, if I'm like, yo, I like you, so I'm going to take you out and do, 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 and then at the end of the day, it don't work out, I don't give a fuck. I did that shit because I liked you. Who cares? Like, what? Like, it's not that big of a fucking deal. Then I'll and then I feel like if you're trying to court me and you want pussy or you want my attention, my time, you don't start off taking me somewhere and we splitting the fucking bill. Like, I'm paying for my food and you paying for your food. Like, that ain't how you get my attention, nigga. Like, you gotta come harder than that.
That's crazy. People be so afraid of like just doing stuff, and I'm like, that's money. It comes and goes. You can't take it with you. But like, you telling me to put my heart on the line, boy, bye. Like,
please. It's also just kind of like, if you want my time and my attention and shit like that, like, you have to put effort into it. You know what I mean? And he was just like, well, I didn't have the opportunity. Yeah, you did. The first time we hooked up, I don't give a fuck if we ain't seen each other in 6 weeks. The first time we went out to, you know, some casual shit to just like a bar and shit, that was your chance. Like, that was your fucking opportunity. Like, so now, I ain't fucking with you for a reason, because like I don't like that shit. Like, and people be like, you know, when people break up, it be for a reason.
Yeah. I always tell people, like, I'm not Diddy, I don't do remixes. Like, when I'm done, it's Rap City, the basement. Yeah. Like, I'm not going back, because like, I think a lot of times what happens is you break up with somebody and like years pass maybe, and you don't even remember why you broke up sometimes. So like,
right,
people be like, oh, they think about the good times and stuff. But once you start talking to that person, you'll remember again why you broke up with them.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And I don't know. And like, I can't say me and him like broke up because we never even dated or did anything like that. But I just feel like you ain't really put your best foot forward. Like, when I tell you my current boo, we be joking and he'd be like, yo, I'm a fucking wrecking ball. I was like, no, you really are. Like, you really came in this bitch like fucking wrecking everything, like clearing the motherfucking path. Like, yo, I got tickets for this. I got tickets for that. Oh, flowers. Oh, gifts. Oh, this. Words. Like, everything. Like, every love language, the niggas hitting. Just hitting, hitting, hitting. Aww. It's like, he making it hard for other niggas. So I'm like, yo, I can't even entertain regular shit. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, like, the bar is so high. Like, I can't even entertain. Like, I don't even understand, like, you telling me that you don't, you know, you know girls who fucking use niggas for free meals. Well, you should make better decisions for bitches that you're trying to get
rid. Yeah, like, and first make of all, better decisions. You know me. Do you think that's what I'm out here doing?
Like, we too fucking grown. Like, my big ass age, I wish I would sit across a fucking dinner table from a nigga I don't got no interest in. Like, boy,
process of thinking. Like, I don't. Like people rather, enough for that. I really don't.
I'd rather watch fucking ice melt, okay? Like, I'd rather watch ice melt than to sit across from somebody at a restaurant just to get a free meal. Baby, listen, if times was that hard, baby, there's Francisco Center. They give you fucking 3 meals a day for the homeless. Baby, go stand your ass in line and get you some motherfucking
and food. Oodles and noodles don't taste that bad. I'm sorry. Shit. Like,
for real. Like, you, I mean, it's alternatives out here. Like, you don't gotta be that hungry. So yeah. So it's like, I just kind of had to tell him that, like, you know, I ain't really fuck with you like that for a reason. Like, it's just, you know, I think the whole Kanye shit got people riled up. Like, I don't know if they just, because half people was like, oh, Kim taking back. And other people was like, yo, this motherfucker's crazy. And then after watching the Kanye genius, you know,
I haven't watched it like yet. He's been like this his whole life, huh?
I feel like he's been like, I feel like he's been very sure of himself, very confident. And I feel like his mother played a big part in that. Like,
and I love that about him. Yeah, and I love that.
I love the aspect of the relationship. Like, if you watch it, his mom is very like, yeah, you can do anything now, Kanye. You know, sometimes you can blah, 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 blah. But you could tell she spoke life into her kid. But I think a lot of like the shit that we deal with now, I feel like you see you see the breakdown once his mom died. Cause it's basically the documentary was like his mom passed and he just went directly on tour. Like 2 weeks later, he went directly on, like a week later, he went on tour basically. So the narrator was kind of like, he felt like Kanye never had a chance to really grieve. He just went straight to working. Like, and then that's when all the breakdown and the meltdowns and everything. And then it's just kind of been trickling like that. So, I think he definitely is like bipolar and stuff like that. But I always just wonder, like, I wonder if he really is bipolar. Maybe he's just still suffering from a broken heart. You know what I mean? Like,
it might be a little bit of both, to be honest. Like, because let's be clear. Like, I love me some Kanye Omari. Like, loved him for a really long time. But that shit he did with the Hurricane Katrina and the George Bush, while he might not have been lying, it was completely uncalled for. Yeah. And nothing was going on with him then. Like, nigga, read the room.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, and I think that's the things that you love and, you know, you hate about him. And I think, like, even just going back to the relationship with Kim, like, I think I had seen an episode where she was talking about, in so many words, how, like, with Kanye, she has so, like, all the big things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the big proposals, the big weddings, the fucking clothing, but she didn't have the small things. And that's what she wanted. She wanted somebody to sit and be like, oh, okay, Thursday night, our show's coming on. You know what I mean? She wanted somebody to be like, oh, let's have a pizza night. Like, she wanted the normal little things. And I'm like, that's why the fuck she left. You know what I mean? That's why she left him. Like, I mean, it's probably that and just him moving to Wisconsin and running for president. I mean, it's probably a whole slew of things. So I'm like, things. It's a reason.
And he
it's
just ain't doing reason. Nothing but exacerbating that stuff with his behavior. Yeah. She's like, that's why we got a divorce.
Yeah.
That's why I'm resolute in like this decision because of this.
Yeah. And I feel like people got to realize that shit. Like, I know people always think people be couple goals and shit like that, but I always feel like you never really know the makings of like a person's relationship and rightfully so, you know, so like you shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, like there's no reason why I should really know what the fuck you and, you know, your boo go through, same reason with mine. I feel like, you know, you share what you want to share, but like nobody needs to know the ends basically because that's between y'all. But if things were to end, it's like each party has their reason. And this is not, and I'm not even showing favoritism for a woman. I'm just saying in general, like each party has their reason of mm-hmm. our version of why things ended. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure your exes probably are like, oh, well, things ended because of X, Y, and Z. And you're probably like, things actually ended because A, B, and C. Who knows?
Yeah. What's right. I'd be wondering, you know? Sometimes, like, what do they think happened? Because sometimes you have that debrief, you know, yeah. after the relationship. Yeah. Like, this shit didn't work because of this. Or sometimes, like, y'all just don't ever talk about it. Sometimes I'll be wondering yeah. in those instances where we didn't talk about it, like, what do they think? Did I ever tell you? So we had a conversation when Phil was on here last year about my ex who I like messed around with at a homecoming or whatever. And he happened to listen to that episode where I was talking about the fact that, you know, I was like pouring my heart out to him and like crying and stuff. And then this boy tries to like he's kissing me and like going off like that. He was like, he had like listened to the episode and then he hit me up in my DM like, yo, I realized you was talking about me and I'm just so sorry. I'm like, it's fine. Like, I don't care. It's fine. That was years ago. It's right. fine. Live. Right. Be blessed.
Yeah. Right. May God favor you. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. Like, I mean, and I like to your point of, do people actually know why people break up? Like, I think people have, you know, I think people are not as dense as we think they are. You know what I mean? Even if you, like, I feel like every ex knows like what led to the breakdown and being like, all right, I gotta fucking, you know, I gotta head out basically. Like,
yeah,
the previous guy I was just dating, I mean, he don't listen to this, but I feel like he kind of thought like I wanted to just go out and be a slore and just fucking, you know, date everybody. But it was like, ah, nigga, I really wanted to date you, but you, you know, fucking always act like it was hard to get you out the house or the plans shit and, you know, didn't really make me a priority like that, like, because you got a kid. And then I go date a nigga who fucking got a kid too, but yet if I'm like, yo, let's go to the moon, all right, you want to go to the moon,
let's go to the moon.
Like, that's how he is. Like, so I'm just like, I would still be with you if you would have just listened and been like, yo, she's asking to do shit to go out. Because I just feel like if you're dating somebody, the idea is to make them, that's how I feel. Like, what the fuck are we doing if we're not making memories and doing shit and just enjoying each other's company? Like, what are we doing? Like, the fuck? Like, I could, again, watch ice melt.
Watching ice melt. What am I?
Together. Yeah, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So that's just always, like, my desire for dating is I want to do shit. You know, I want to fucking be like, oh my God, this new ice cream shop, or, oh, let's go walk the track, or just, you know, then it don't got to be expensive things, don't got to be big things, but I want to be able to do things, and I want them to be in different, I want to be able to do things in different environments. I don't want to just come over your house every day at 9 o'clock, eat dinner, watch a movie, go to sleep. Like, I don't want that shit. I don't want to have to fucking struggle to plan a damn brunch and then get into it because you want to, like, and then I don't want to be called controlling because I'm trying to take initiative and plan dates for us. Like, I don't want that. I just want a dog who's going to be like, yep, you want to go? You want to go fucking eat charcuterie board and wine? Let's do that shit. Let's fucking go. Like, so niggas and females, because, you know, females be on some bullshit too. Everything, it's a reason for everything. Like, I'm like, shit, Kim got her reasons. Kanye may have his reasons too, why he ain't want to do.
And that's true. Like, I wonder, like, because I'm sure there was a point in time where he was like, you know what, we do need some time apart. But yeah. I feel like he's so fixated on trying to, like, save face, or just maybe he's trying to save his family, which, you know, fair. Like, I get it. Like, you want.
But he can't try to house. Save his family when he had a whole ass new girl. He prancing around town and shit. Oh, now, like, he got a whole
Kim,
ass.
Kim Kardashian.
Girl. He was dating the other white girl Julia Fox first, and he was prancing her around town. That just felt weird. Like, it's just, you can't be trying to fix your family like that. So I think people got to do what's best for them, and I think people forget that, like, everybody in the relationship has has the right to make the best decision for them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So even if it's on a dude's end, and if a dude is dating a female, he's just like, I ain't feeling this shit. He got the right to fucking dip out. If he don't want to marry her, he got the right to be like, I don't want to marry you. Like, absolutely. I don't want to be with you. Like, you know what I mean? He got the right to do. And, like, the thing my boo always says is that he feels like, no. And I think I said this a couple weeks ago on the podcast with the guys, where, like, he feels like in any situation, the guy is always going to be the bad guy. like, you know what I mean? He's all like any relationship, the guy is always gonna be the bad guy, basically.
Like, but I mean, it depends on who's telling the story. Like, to the woman, like, yeah, like I could always paint you as a bad guy. Even if I break up with you, in my version of the story, you could be the bad guy. But in your version of the story, like, it's I could be like the bitch or whatever. Yeah. Like, it all depends on like your version of the story. So absolutely, like, for sure, I'm probably the bad guy in some of my ex's version of the story in some shape or form.
Yeah,
I would hope not these many years later, but you know, I might be.
Yeah, and I think that too. And I mean, I don't know for the old Kim and Kanye situation, because I feel like the Kim and Kanye situation is so like, it's not that it's Kim and Kanye, because I think personally we both don't give a fuck about them. I think it's just their relationship is very relatable. I guess I don't know if it's relatable or maybe symbolic, but it's like a thing I feel like everybody goes through. You know what I mean? Like, everybody dates somebody, everybody breaks up, everybody has those exes, everybody has their reasons and their expectations and standards and shit like that. So I feel like their relationship is just the like symbolic, a lot of people,
like you said,
it's like it's a lot of people you're about to it's like everybody's kind of looking in the mirror, you know what I mean? And being like, damn, I done been through this shit. I done been through that shit. And it's like, when is ever the right time to go back to an ex? Like,
for me, it's never. Worth it? But, you know, I think if y'all are able to heal.
Like, look at Miguel and his wife. Like, they was about to get a divorce. And now they all.
I'm happy that they were able to work it out. I feel like they had to have some type of like come to Jesus moment where they were like, yo, all that shit in the past, like, we gonna move past that and we just gonna work on today. Like, I love you today. I want to be with you today and we're gonna move forward. Like, I feel like you have to agree to like start with a clean slate if you're gonna do that.
That maybe marriage is different than just regular breakups. You
know, and that too. Speaking of that, like, Will Smith had an interview with Gail and she was like, she brought up like, yeah, the infidelity in your marriage. And he was like, he kind of like skated his way around that. And he was like, we never had infidelity.
Yeah.
We always knew what was going on. So I'm like, oh, so y'all just like really had an agreement. Like,
yeah, I think I seen that where he was just like, we talk about everything. Like, there's nothing that we talk about. There's no pop-ups. There's no thing. And I think it's been said for years. I think that they have an open marriage. But I do feel like, why didn't she have fucking August sign an NDA?
She probably never thought of, like, even
because I'm not, because I'm like, what? Like, what if, why ain't Will's fucking people like, nobody on Will's side has ever come out, like.
Right.
So I'm like, he gotta have that shit top, like, sealed, like, she must have slipped up and just maybe trusted. I don't know,
because that situation is also funny, because I know he said he was just really tired when they had that interview, but he looked hurt. I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, he said he was really tired. He was like, it was 3 a.m., but I don't necessarily think he looked hurt to me, because I feel like before it probably air got to us, like, they probably already went through that shit. So I don't think that, and I also think that people don't realize how common that is for people to have, like, I don't know if everybody calls it open marriages or be poly or whatever the case may be, but I have a friend right now who was married, and her husband have partners. Like, they have, you know what I mean? She has her partners. He has two partners. You know, like, and she's like, they have a wonderful marriage. She's like, we have a happy, like, a fucking happy, great marriage. She's like, you know, our rule is basically nobody can come to our house and you have to have sex with everybody. And she's just like, it's been like 5 years, basically.
Wow.
You know, like, she said that he came to her with the idea of it. And at first she was like, I cussed his ass out. Like, what the fuck? Like, da, 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 da. Cause he felt like they had been together since they were young. So he felt like he didn't get a chance to really explore and, like, you know, basically I feel like in a sense half his whole fates in a way. So she was just like, she was really against him, but then once she thought about it, she was just kind of like, yo, like, I get to have my own experiences too, like,
so
not a bad deal.
My question about that is, like, is there openness, like, for sex, or is it like really to like explore? Because you said they have partners, so it seems like they are in like other committed situations too, you know?
And that's the thing that I don't know Like, and I don't, she calls her partners, but I don't know if it's like, are they like, baby, hey, babe, good morning. Or if they just like, I see you when I see you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I also feel like her partners also live the lifestyle that they live. So it might actually be easier. But I think people don't realize how common it is for people to be in Black marriages and just be open to other shit. Because her eyes, she feels like if sex is enough to take this person away from me, we got bigger issues. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? She's like, so if you going out, so I don't think that it's just a sexual instance. I think they actually like enjoy their partners and who they date. But I think that, like, I guess like it fucking works for them. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess I gotta actually ask more questions of that. It's just like, because I know, like, you know, she's like, they spend the night at each other, like, you know, at their partner's house and shit like that. She's like, girl, I'll be gone for like 2-3 days out of the week sometime. Like, you know, like, she's like, and she was just like, they just started having the discussion of basically traveling with their partners too. Because at first, like, they didn't travel. She's like, but now they're like having that discussion where it's like, okay, is it cool if we travel? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you got a fireplace behind you, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
This is the first time you ever saw that. I guess my head might be in a way.
That's romantic, girl. Y'all ain't got no windows over there. Y'all got a window over there?
That's just the sunroom. When you open that up,
oh,
that's what those curtains are.
And you got a new couch, too. Look at that. Ain't that cute? Look at that. Yeah, so she just be doing her own stuff and he be doing his own stuff, and I guess it works for them. And she said when they start having kids, I guess that's going to be another conversation, basically.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
But my point is, like, it's just common. It's common for people to have open marriages. And I'm like, maybe Kanye and Kim would have worked if they would have had an open marriage. Like, maybe they wouldn't be exes. Maybe everybody's relationship would have worked. Maybe we would have worked with our exes if we would have had open relationships. Maybe they wouldn't be exes now.
It's a no for me. Because, no. Like, like, that's there were other like issues. It wasn't about like, oh, I want to explore with other people, or like, you're boring me. No, there were other issues.
Yeah, so I guess it was more that needed to be fixed in terms of the person.
Yeah, for a reason.
I know. And yeah. That's not always a bad thing, though. Like, being exes is not always a bad thing. I do, like, I know I have people who are always like, I'm not friends with my exes, and I don't really be.
It's me. I'm people.
Yeah, I don't think that I'm friends with any of my like recent exes. I think like some people still follow, like, I don't really call them like exes though. Like, I feel like if I ain't really truly date you, like, even if we just fucked around, whatever case may be, like, like, I think I have one person who I still keep in contact with, because he, you know, I mean, he's like cool now, but none of my exes, yeah, I don't talk to, at least like the last three, they don't follow me on social media. I don't really like,
wow, following. Really?
Nah, they don't follow me on social media. I don't follow them. I really don't care. Honestly, like, I really don't care to follow my significant other on social media. I feel like I prefer not to be in your head like that. Like,
I could see that.
I don't want to know every thought. I don't want to know, like, you know, I want you to have your own safe space, because you might want to get on here one day and be like, fuck hoes. You know what I mean? Like,
get money.
And I want you to have that safe space to voice what you want to voice, and not for me to be looking at it like, oh, he's shooting shots, oh, he being subliminal, blah, blah, blah. So I think for me, like, my boo now, he be always like, you be posting shit on close friends, you got a close friends, because I don't ever see you post shit. And I be telling him, like, honestly, I don't post shit. Like, I pop up with the reels, some shit, but like, fucking 8 times out of 10, I don't post anything like on my stories like that, on my personal page. Like, I rarely post shit like that, but he just think I got this close friends that
oh,
I just
Lord.
Kicked him out. And I do have a close friend that he's not in, but I don't post. Like, I don't post
yeah,
shit.
You don't be doing don't it. Share. Like, yeah.
I That's don't funny. Share shit. Like, I pop up with the fucking real call of the day, but
most of my exes were connected on social media, and that's the extent of our friendship. Like, yeah. I would not call any of them friends by yeah. any stretch of the imagination, except for like social media friends, because yeah. what the fuck? No, we're not friends.
Yeah.
Especially like, this is one thing for all the exes out there. Please, please, once your ex has made it clear that they are no longer interested in you, like, just stop. Like, stop. Yeah. No yeah. means no.
I know that's right. Don't be following people after the club. Bro. Shit.
Yeah. Like there was this one ex, like every year it was like, oh, you know, this Check could be in. Us. Like, I miss you. Remember when you was here for me? Like, leave me alone. I'm not interested.
Signing back up for the same fucking misery. Maybe it wasn't misery. Maybe people just didn't work out. But
yeah, and sometimes it's just that. And I'm not interested in finding out if chapter two is
better than chapter is better or worse than chapter yeah. one, right? Yeah, that's true though. But I think you know, relationships are definitely tricky. And I always say, like, yeah, it ain't no purpose in going back and shit like that. Like, because if you was gonna fix shit, you would have fixed that shit then. And like I said, this applies to both men and women. Because men be on bullshit, women be on bullshit. So I don't necessarily know if there's a lot of females who go back to exes. I don't think I've ever really went back to an ex. I think there was one person I dated who I went back like, oh, I'm just kidding, I miss you, come back. But like, I never have gone, like, yeah, I've never, like, I don't think I've ever gone back to an ex or like text them or hit them. Or like, I mean, I'm saying initiated it. Like I've never, I don't think I've ever like initiated it. Like, I don't think I've ever gone back to an ex either, but like I've never text somebody like, oh, I'm sorry, this could be us. Oh, I'm playing. Like,
oh yeah, no.
Yeah, I've never had that. I don't know if women always have that. I don't know if women have done that before. Yeah. Maybe they have. If they fucked up really bad.
Yeah, I've never initiated, but I have like not initiated on some like pour my heart out. It might have been like a ooh, hey. What you doing on some, like, I kind of want your attention and I know you gonna give it to me.
Post a thirst trap.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I send a thirst trap. Yeah, they said text. They did say text. So yeah, I've sent some thirst traps to exes and it worked just like that. But I later regretted it. So
yeah, fuck these people. Hopefully the good Lord is, sending watching us so we don't ever have to go back to the streets.
Please Lord,
let I kind of don't mind the streets. It's like I'm fine with the streets if it just depends on what season I have to be in the streets. If it can be like a spring season I have to be in the streets, I'll be fine, because it won't be too hot, it won't be too cold, I can be cute, I can wear my makeup and it won't melt off. So if I have to go back to the streets, Lord, just let it be during like March, April, May, please. Thank you. Amen.
Lord, I just don't want to be in the streets at all.
Pass her by, Lord. Pass
Hear
her
my
by.
Cry.
Come to me.
Yeah, do I gotta
come
put
to
some,
me. Pass her
some
by.
Blood,
come to
some
me.
Blood
Let
on
me,
my
send
door.
Send me the streets. I'm okay being back in the streets if that's where I gotta be at. Just, you know, watch over me, because the streets don't love nobody.
The streets don't love a soul, boy. Then that's a whole other conversation. The streets is not.
And you know, the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
What?
Freaks come out at... So no, but yeah, I don't mind having to go back to the streets. But hopefully, you know, I don't got to. But if I have to,
you with the shits.
Yeah, I ain't gonna talk to. He gonna be an ex, but I ain't gonna talk to his ass.
you know, ahead of time, like if
I'm gonna kick him off my
We will never talk again.
We will. You
like,
will never
don't
see me
play
again.
With me.
And only and that too, because I think he do have like a lot of exes who do go back and like who hit him up and be like, "Oh, I miss you, and I'm gonna see you and shit like that." Like, so I just be like, maybe that ain't gonna be me. I'm out of here. I'm fucking out of here.
Expeditiously.
I'm gonna have a whole ass new nigga now. I don't know if he gonna be better, but he ain't gonna be fucking worse. He at least gonna be comparable. Shit. I'm serious. Like, he gonna be fucking on the same level at least. God damn.
Oh so, my lord.
I'm with it. You know. Anywho. That's all I got to say about being ex for a reason. There's some people who definitely don't need to be together, and I guess that is Kim. Hopefully she's happy with I didn't realize Pete Davis was 28.
A young thing. And he also has mental health issues.
He does. And I was actually wondering that about Kim. Like, maybe she likes these people. Maybe she thinks she's secretly like a healer. And also, I just feel like Pete is 28. Like, maybe you can go find another fucking ex-wife with fucking four kids.
Wasn't he dating an older supermodel? Who was it?
I thought he was an Ariana Grande.
Yeah, he was with her, but then he was messing with somebody else after that. Let me see.
Yeah,
who it was.
He was probably, but I just feel like he's signing up. He going hard for a lot of baggage, and I'm just kind of like, honey, I would tell Kim, once you figure this shit out, give me a call. And we could take it from there.
But I heard Pete Davidson got that work.
I heard that he got that big thing too. That thing be thanging. But I wonder what it be like with Kim. Because her thing probably be thanging too.
That's why
I guess probably, I guess we've seen the video.
Oh, her and Ray J?
Yeah. I ain't seen that video. But
she probably got way more ass now than what she did with Ray J. I think she gave pretty decent. No, I don't know. I've seen it so long ago. Shit, over 10 years
was
ago,
it just him I was giving, trying to remember was she, it just her giving head or was they actually
she
like
gave him fucking head. I think they actually had sex.
Oh, I didn't see it. I seen some of the videos they was in. I seen some, but it wasn't anything sexual. It was just them like flirting and talking and shit and looked like she was about to do. But yeah, I mean, I guess that was 10 years ago, so I'm sure hell, how many niggas is that? That'd have been like 4 or 5 niggas, so she probably done upped her game. But
it's been many, including Reggie Bush with his fine self.
Yeah. So now I feel like the last one that just gotta go white is Chloe. She gotta go white now because Courtney went white. Well, Courtney been white.
It ain't never left.
Kim then went white. Jenner, she gotta. I don't know what the fuck. Kylie is black, but yeah, Chloe gotta go. Chloe gotta go white.
I think it's all right for her and her baby daddy. So
yeah, she just gotta go white and she gotta get somebody.
She definitely gonna get, he used to date Kate Beckinsale, who's 20 years older than he is.
Oh, is that, you know what movie I just watched today that was good? That Masters by Regina Hall, Regina King, Regina. Whatever.
it's called what's the name of it?
It's called Master. It's on Amazon Prime. It's good. You should watch it. She's a professor at this school, this college, and it's like a white college and it's just racist. And then there's like this other black student and like
Regina Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The girl that always be with Kevin Hart. Yeah, and that was pretty good today. That didn't have anything to do with being ex for a reason.
Not a thing.
It was just on my heart to let you know that you guys should watch that. And if you got an ex out there, y'all, just pray for him.
Get it.
You know, don't pop the pussy for him. Just pray for him.
That's it.
That's, yeah. Because if you pop the pussy, that might be the last pussy you done popped. So I feel like, you know, be smart.
But it's okay to get your back scratched a couple of times from an ex if that's not what you need to.
No, it's a lot of niggas. First of all, don't be having unprotected sex with these motherfucking exes. And don't be letting random people kiss you. Like, y'all gotta do better.
Not in your 30s.
Mono is still fucking better. Mono and COVID is still out there, baby. People was maskless.
Maskless.
Like, honey, I said, what's it like to be in love? That's all a nigga thinking of. Cause I was just wondering, will love ever know
please stop.
Cause my heart is open and I've been hoping. That's what it feel like when I see people without the fucking mask. What's it like to be without the mask, baby? Cause y'all is maskless and I do not like it. I went out to the hot pot place yesterday. Baby, wasn't a mask in sight. I said, well, Jesus didn't came.
Wait till you come to Georgia.
Child, they is out. LA, when I was in LA, baby, they was in that place with like it was happy hour, honey. They was maskless, and I said, I know all y'all ain't vaccinated because y'all don't look like y'all got insurance.
I'm done.
So I know. Oh, fuck, it is free
for everyone. Yep.
I forgot.
Tried
maybe they did have insurance then. Shit, it probably was just Obamacare, because that's the you gotta pay for the vaccinations with Obamacare, y'all. I just made that up. It definitely is free. I completely forgot. But yeah, it's real out here, y'all. They don't got no masks on, so definitely don't be in your ex's faces, because if you, the reason why is they got COVID.
All right, so, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap it up, because Monica has reached the point of delusion where she just saying anything, whether or not it's true or not. And
I'm trying to school the people on why I just people to be your exes for a reason.
That chicken sex and degrees is not responsible for any False COVID
unwanted claim. Pregnancies. any
heartbreaks.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
But they say if you buy some merch, the merch heals all. The merch was like the water that Jesus turned into
wine. It's like a crystal, you know?
Yeah. So I definitely think if you're going to go talk to an ex, buy a sweatshirt or like a shirt, because it's going to give you superpowers. And then this time when you go for round two won't be like round one, because you're going to put the shirt on and then you're going to be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. And you're going to turn over the table and yeah, you're going to be good, girl. You ain't going to be crying this time. So buy some merch.
Cool. On that note, on that note, didn't you guys miss it with it being just us? On that note,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. Let's get into what we need within the realm of chicken, sex, and degrees. Chicken being sustenance, sex being pleasure, achievement, degrees being motivation, sense of achievement, all of that. I see you thinking real hard, so I'm gonna go first. I want some sex. I just want to like have fun and not have any responsibility.
So you want to get kidnapped by the Hispanic people?
No.
Because that's what happened.
How did you go from A to B?
Because you just said you want to have fun with no responsibilities. And that's what happened to me on Friday night. I almost got kidnapped because I was being fun without worrying about my responsibilities. Okay. But that's fine. This is your moment. So you wanna get kidnapped and not just wait. You wanna have fun with no responsibilities.
This is how rumors get started. And next thing you know, there will be a picture of me on CNN, like, have you seen this black woman?
Or it might be me, shit, because they might be fucking, they might have followed me home at this rate.
Nah, you had too much mouth for them. They was not fucking with you. Okay.
I know. I was like, speaking Spanish and shit.
For real?
Like, no, I'm just kidding. I wasn't speaking Spanish. I ain't saying nothing to him. But anyway, so you need some fun.
Yes. With no responsibility.
What does that mean, though?
Like, I want to have fun and not have to worry about it being Monday. So that means I got to get up early and go to work. Like, I want, like, y'all, why is this girl?
I got a wedgie!
And pulling out her wedgie. I can't even finish my thought.
Sorry, like, all this ass. All this.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay,
and that was free.
Yes,
yeah, or like drinking without having to worry about a hangover, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Like I don't even drink like that, because it's so easy for me to not feel good after like a drink or two. So
what if you take a goodie powder? That doesn't work.
It just, no,
I think they say like a goodie powder beforehand.
If I drink enough water, I usually am fine, but usually I don't have headaches. I usually have like upset stomach from alcohol.
Okay. Well, I think you should try it and then just take an Uber back. That might help you have fun without any responsibility. Oh, but then you got your boyfriend who can just drive you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Oh, look at that. Is that Shaw from DSW? Years ago.
Yeah, that's the one that you got me. Yep.
Oh, when did I give you that?
You got me for Christmas one of those years. Maybe.
Was you living out here?
Yeah, 2015.
Well, I want it back.
No.
Give me my shit back.
You would have never even saw it if I didn't move. Like,
I know. I think, no, I have the same one, actually. I think I have the same one. Anyway, so what do I need? I think I need degrees, because I have been feeling really lazy lately. There's a lot of shit that I needed to do. I'm still trying to get my taxes done. And I just don't, you know, when like you have shit to do, but it's like, you just know it's going to take forever. Like I have like a 23, it's like this lady's doing my taxes and she sent over this 23 page document that I got to fill out. And I'm just like, yo, 23 pages. I don't got the attention span to sit and fill that shit out. Like,
yeah, that sounds
like that's fucking a lot. So I got it done. I just got to like fill one page out. So I'm like, tomorrow, I've been saying tomorrow. But tomorrow.
No,
tomorrow is really the day that I'm about to finish the shit for real, for real. Cause now I'm tired. Now I'm ready to get in bed. Even though I've been in bed all day. But I did wash clothes and shit, and coming back from LA just kind of put me behind on shit. So I washed clothes, I submitted some rebates. And also, like, I have been trying to, for the past couple of weeks, I've been filling out paperwork to get my Giants, my vending machine business certified with, like, the state. You know, you can do, like, woman-owned businesses, disenfranchised business, minority-owned, whatever. So I've been working on getting those done. I submitted the paperwork probably, I submitted it on the 1st. Then it got pushed back. They rejected it. So then I had to resubmit it again on, like, the fucking 10th or some shit. So I'm just waiting for those results to see if they, you know, approved it, because I don't want to expand anymore until I get those certificates, because the more business locations and shit you have, the more money they need to keep track of, and, you know, it just becomes a whole fucking shit show. So I'm like, I'd rather do it while I only have 4 right now. So I'm smaller, I'm not bringing in, you know, buku money, so they don't got to keep tabs and all of that shit. I don't got to do all that. So hopefully I can get it. Then once I get it, I want to kind of expand. Basically, it's going to let me basically be on the government federal side now. So now I'll be able to, like,
I'll get government contracts.
Government contracts, right. So that's why I want it. And that's really where I want to go, because I feel like a lot of times people, you know, they want to put vending machines in places like, oh, an automobile shop or what shit. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But, like, I'd rather go for the big dogs. Shit, give me the government. Give me the, you know, give me the fucking IRS building or some shit. Like, give me the big dogs who gonna want multiple vending machines and shit like that. So that's my game plan now. So that is the reason why I need the grease, because I need these certificates to kick through. I kind of look like Busta Rhymes. Put your hands on my eyes to see if you really want to party with me. No. No, it's not what I look like.
A little bit. When you do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing this little hairstyle, definitely like Busta Rhymes. I used to think he was very attractive when I was younger. I was definitely on crack.
Absolutely did not.
I think I've had an affinity towards locks forever. It was honestly, now that I think about it. Yeah, I think that's just because I used to love his locks and everything. But that is what I need today. So hopefully this weekend we get sex and degrees. I don't know. Buy some merch, you guys. I also need to get the merch popping again too. That's neither here nor there. All right. Take us home, Ike.
Well, we have one more thing left, and you're supposed to go ahead.
Oh, the last bite for you.
Yay.
Gets better every time.
Thank you. Did you want the last bite?
You know what? No, I don't got nothing to say.
All right. Well, we're going to make this quick, fast, and in a hurry. Monica said it. I'm going to repeat it. Don't be having unprotected sex out here with your ex. And, like, no. Because that's just going to lead to a baby or an STD. And, like, you don't want to have to call your ex back with any of that.
And you don't want them breaking in your window and taking your TVs. So
I don't even want to dive deeper into that. So yes, like just say no, period.
Yeah.
And on that note, we are headed out maybe to get some sex and some degrees tonight. You can keep in touch with us on Twitter at Chick 6 Degrees, on I Know E and Chicken, and also on Instagram at Chicken 6 Degrees. Thank you for listening to us. Like, review, subscribe. Is that what people do on Apple?
Yep. Yeah. Follow our merch page, CSD Merch. Buy some merch. Follow us on Instagram. Interact with us. Talk to us, because we talk back. Y'all niggas don't be talking back, but it's cool.
It's cool. We'll find some new people to talk to. But yeah, this has been another edition of Chicken 6 Degrees. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica.
Bye. Bye.